title myself, roughly translated an Aborigine amongst the Aborigines for evangelization in Australia. Rather a politically incorrect title in English, right?
It has some dimensions attaching to it, but nevertheless, it's a scholarly book. It's an excellent quality production, and I certainly am privileged to be attending the launch at Propaganda Fide.
And you are amongst those presenting the volume. Can I ask you for a sneak preview of what you're going to say?
Look, I will recall that Prime Minister Kevin Rudd, as then Prime Minister, in 2009 issued a famous apology. Subsequently, he gave a scrolled copy of that apology to the Holy Father, Pope Benedict, and did that here in Rome. And that apology was very significant because it represented the commitment by the Australian government to a process of reconciliation between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians. And in the same way as the apology, this book is very symbolic as further steps are taken along the long road of respect and reconciliation.
The book is the story about Bishop Rosendo Salvador, who was a Benedictine monk and missionary who landed in Australia back in 1846. Could you tell us briefly about who he was and why he's so important?
Well, he was involved with, of course, the New Norcia, Spanish Benedictine monks settlement, just, 2 hours northeast of Perth in Western Australia. And later they launched in Kalumburu up in the Kimberleys, right up in the northwest. Western Australia, once considered as a possibility for a Jewish home state, that part of the Kimberleys, but that mission up there at Kalumburu continues to this day. It was, if you like, a great outreach by the Benedictines, and they chose the name New Norcia, reflecting on the magnificence of their monastery at Norcia, Italy, going through renewal as we speak. And it's just terrific that the work of this bishop has been very well laid out, including bringing a young Aboriginal or two Aboriginals right through here to Rome back in the middle of the 19th century.
Now, I understand by reading something about him that he was particularly loved because of his attitude towards the Indigenous people. He never tried to really change their ways or their cultures. He integrated with them. Am I correct?
He worked hard, and he respected, in a communication with Government House in 1876, he wrote, "My Lord, it will probably interest your Lordship to know that the present postmistress and telegraphic operator at New Norcia in this colony is a half-caste woman who was brought up at Bishop Salvador's mission." You know, that was way back, just after the invention of the telegraph and its connection to Australia in 1872 from Europe. And it just reflects the success that Bishop Salvador had in dealing with natives of Western Australia, more often than not, and through this challenging work, heroic work, and trailblazing work.
Ambassador Fisher, who would you say the book is aimed at?
I would be tempted to say the politically correct, but I better just say those with deep interest in Down Under, in the Southern Hemisphere, in the broad remit of the work of Propaganda Fide over the years, which encompasses everything from the first ever map of Terra Australis way back in 1670s or thereabouts through their major operation in Manila to today with the authors. This book launched right in downtown Rome in the magnificently restored headquarters of Propaganda Fide.
Does the book have illustrations? Is it a coffee table book, or is it something we'd like to read in bed at night?
It's a book with a map. It's a book with a story of weight and genre. And of course, there are some photos and attachments with the book, which I think amplify how Australia was all those years ago, especially in that glorious settlement at New Norcia, which I've been to several times, and where monks continue their work today, led by an Australian monk. And the West Australian government's been looking at some form of bypass to get a major highway around this particular mission settlement because it is the only Australian mission settlement town or village, just to help preserve it in a historic way with a salute to its vital heritage.
Now, finally, I happen to know that the Vatican Museums are hosting an exhibition on Indigenous art from Australia. What's going on between the Vatican and Australia?
Well, it's part of my remit, but we're helped by many, including Father Nicola Mapelli, the head of the ethnological section of the museum and the overall professor head of the Vatican Museo, to lift the profile of Australia, and it's coincided, of course, with the magnificent canonisation of St. Mary MacKillop. And she travelled from Western Australia to Rome back there in 1873. The Rituals of Life exhibition is underway, is brilliantly displayed just near the cafeteria, so you can go and have your cup of coffee at the Vatican Museum, be refreshed, and then go into this section of the museum and see an emu egg carved brilliantly, see a 2-metre-high piece of colourful headgear and a lot of other artefacts, all collected when, back in 1925, when the Pope wrote to Western Australia seeking a truckload of artefacts. He's sure got that, and of course, typically, the Vatican manages to store these very carefully. They've now been dusted off, brought back to public display with a magnificent effort by Father Mapelli and his team, and that exhibition remains open any and every day and every evening. At the Vatican Museum is open to the public.